Robert Ballard says he has plenty to be thankful for this year. He's the science and operations officer at the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu.
I'll tell you, if there's one thing I am thankful for this Thanksgiving season, it's that we didn't get hit this year.
Ballard says this year had plenty of close calls, including back in August when three Category 4 hurricanes, Kilo, Ignacio, and Jimena, were simultaneously churning towards the Hawaiian Islands.
There were some scary moments with Ignacio and Kilo in particular. Looked like that they had the potential to be real problems for us.
Thankfully, both hurricanes missed the Aloha State. Ballard says that's a lucky break for Hawaii, considering the record amount of cyclones this season. He says a driving force behind this season's stormy weather was the phenomenon called El Nino.
That kept us really warm and muggy through the peak of hurricane season and allowed hurricanes to get closer than they might normally.
Luckily, all the storms were met with resistance from a strong wind shear that helped rip apart the weather systems as they neared the islands.
We really escaped some nasty close encounters. Can't always count on that, though. I mean, it can change from week to week and month to month.
Another thing we can't always count on is hurricane season coming to a close by today.
Mother Nature doesn't follow a clock. We know that we've had out-of-season tropical cyclones in the basin before. Even though the possibility is really small, in an El Nino situation, that makes it a little more likely that you might see something like that happen.
While unlikely, out-of-season cyclones have formed in the past. The last one that developed near the islands was Tropical Storm Omeka as late as mid-December 2010. Molly Solomon for HPR News.